Have you ever felt a gentle nudge in your heart guiding you in your decisions as a mom? That quiet whisper that seems to just know the right thing to do in times of chaos and calm alike? Well, you're not alone, mama. In this beautiful, bustling journey of motherhood, there's a guiding light that often goes unrecognized, a soft whisper amid the chaos of daily life. I like to call it mom tuition. It's easy to chalk up those gut feelings and heart tugs to mere maternal instincts, but what if there's more to it? What if that intuition is a form of God-given wisdom specifically designed for you in your unique role as a mom? Scripture tells us in James 1:5 that if any of us lacks wisdom, we should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to us. This promise extends to every area of our lives, including the intricate, demanding, and beautiful realm of motherhood. Mom tuition is not just biology at work. It's a divine connection, a heavenly line of communication tuned to the frequency of a mother's heart. So, how do we cultivate and trust this mom tuition? Today on the Energized Mama podcast, we're exploring a topic that touches the soul of every mom, the divine intuition, or as I said, as I like to call it, mom tuition. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of this mysterious and powerful gift. It's not just about instincts. It's about how God speaks into the daily acts of motherhood, filling you with heavenly wisdom. Whether you're dealing with bedtime battles, discipline dilemmas, or just trying to juggle the endless demands of parenting, mom tuition, or specifically your mom tuition, is your God-given radar, your spiritual compass guiding you through. So what I want you to do right now, mama, is bow your head, say a quick little prayer of thanks, and grab your favorite cup of coffee, find a cozy spot, and join me as we learn to listen more deeply to this divine whisper, transforming the way we mother and ultimately the way we live. Ready to tap into that deep well of wisdom, mama? Let's go. Let's dive in.
The Energized Mama Podcast, a place where we explore together
how to raise those littles to know the Lord
while growing in your own intimacy with Jesus, learning how to keep your energy
while handling the inevitable stress,
and rediscovering yourself outside of motherhood. It is possible. Let's do it together.
Mommy.
Mama.
The Energized Mama. Yeah. You might do.
Hey mama, I've been on a quest to find the perfect gut health drink, and I have some good news for ya. I've finally struck gold with Cabana Cultures. If you, like me, have a sensitive digestive system, especially postpartum, you'll appreciate how they've tailored their coconut water kefir to be gentle yet effective. What really sets Cabana Cultures apart is their approach. These drinks are non-carbonated and feel more like a refreshing juice than any fermented beverage I've tried before. The lack of fizz and the light texture make it super easy to drink, especially if fizzy drinks tend to upset your stomach. Flavor-wise, they've hit the nail on the head. It's low in sugar, but rich in tangy citrus and coconut flavors that are pronounced yet not overwhelming. I personally love their coconut lime. It's a delicious departure from the often too sweet or overly sour options out there. Every sip feels like a mini escape to the beach, making me look forward to my daily gut health ritual. Their commitment to, air quotes, healthy gut and happy life isn't just a slogan. It's evident in every single bottle. Packed with live probiotics and essential electrolytes, these brews support hydration and overall wellness without compromising on taste or gut comfort. So for anyone looking to support their digestive health with a product that's crafted with care and tailored for sensitive systems, Cabana Cultures might just be exactly what you've been searching for. It's truly more than a health drink. It's a daily treat that supports my well-being from the inside out. And they've been so gracious to offer my listeners 20% off your first order. Just head on over to cabanacultures.com and use the code ENERGIZED at checkout. Have you ever felt like it's hard to listen to your gut instinct? right? It's one thing to feel it, but to actually listen, like to really own it, can be a whole nother thing. You know, in today's modern motherhood, like if you find yourself raising kids right now in the thick of this culture, like I am, it is one of the hardest times I feel alive to raise children. We have so many more voices in our head than all the previous generations, it feels like, combined did. And then we also have so many voices that are vying for our kids, right? Like, unlike in the past when our kids would, you'd maybe have to be concerned or feel a little anxious about, you know, who your child's teacher was or who their coach was. Now there's just so much access to our kids that we don't even know sometimes the voices that are pouring into our kids' hearts. And so where this can completely overwhelm and frustrate you as a mama, today, my goal is to bring you peace. And I actually have a little four-step process in how to help you own your mom tuition, but also start activating it in your everyday life. One thing that helps me a lot as a mom, and honestly, just in general in life, is I like to create things, you know, they say like our kids learn well through songs. Well, I do too. I often process things better through something that can help me remember the concept that I'm actually, you know, trying to learn, whether it's an alliteration, it's a metaphor, it's a haiku, you know, just something. Give me something that rhymes and I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. Well, today, my little analogy is not necessarily a rhyme, but it might make you laugh. It might make you roll your eyes at first, but I promise you're going to remember these things. At least that is my goal at the end of this episode, that you would walk away remembering what I'm teaching you today. If you're a Christian mama, chances are that you have been and spent a lot of time in churches listening to many sermons. And how many of them can we actually say that we remember? Even sometimes hours after we've heard them, let alone days or weeks after. And I understand we're not perfect. We have a lot going on in our mom brain. But again, today, I want to help you clear that clutter in your brain and learn to listen to yourself. And I'm going to help you do so by teaching you a new way to look at PTSD. What the heck am I talking about? Well, in our, you know, modern culture, you may have heard the phrase PTSD, and it is a very serious topic and something that many people deal with. PTSD in the mental health community means post-traumatic stress disorder, and maybe you yourself or someone you know and love have struggled with it. I think arguably a lot of moms could say that becoming a mother has caused them to have PTSD, and in some ways, I think all of us, actually, mama, have gone through that because it is a completely new stress and often filled with traumas to our old realities that now we have to face as a new woman with this new identity. But today, I'm going to teach you a new way to look at PTSD. I'm going to teach you new words to proclaim over your motherhood that will help you remember that when you're struggling with your mom tuition, when you're struggling with listening to your gut, this is the kind of PTSD I want you to embrace in your life. So starting off with PTSD, first things first, you can imagine the first letter, P. It's going to start with a P, right? Here we go. So when you are struggling with listening to your mom tuition or even knowing what the heck is your mom tuition, I want you to stop, drop, and first pray. So if you're writing down, if you're taking notes, PTSD, your first letter is to pray, but specifically to pray for clarity, right? So in moments of uncertainty, the best thing you can do, mama, is to seek guidance through prayer. It's in these quiet conversations with God that the whispers of our own mom tuition become so much clearer. Okay. They steer us towards decisions that are going to be basically bathed in grace and in wisdom. And you may have heard the whole stop, drop, and roll when you're on fire. Well, if you want to be on fire in the Holy Spirit, then you should stop, drop, and pray, especially when you're in a moment of feeling overwhelmed or perhaps you feel indecisive. Maybe you have too many voices in your head. And sometimes those voices can be our own. We can be very scatterbrained sometimes as mom, you know, especially when we've had external voices, whether it's from our well-meaning mothers or aunts or mentors in our lives or articles we read. It can be really hard to know what is the best way to move forward. And it can be with big things like, Lord, where am I supposed to send my child to school. Father, what do I do about this diagnosis that my child's just received? Or it can be the small things, you know, the small little everyday things like, Lord, how should I potty train my child? Or Father, my child keeps making this mistake over and over, keeps fighting with his brother about the same thing. How should I handle this? So you just, when you have these moments, pray for clarity. And if you haven't prayed much in life, all I want to encourage you to do is just to remember that all it takes is opening your heart, opening your mouth, and just speaking what's on your mind. You know, as women, I really believe God created us as these verbal human beings. And you ever thought about how good it feels just to verbally process with someone? Have you ever talked with your husband or, say, you know, sat down with a girlfriend and just talked out something that's on your mind and where nothing got solved? You just feel better because you've talked about it. That's exactly how prayer can feel as well. And what's even better is prayer is a conversation. So when you pray with God and you take a moment to step back and listen, then that conversation is going to happen. And then you get to receive from the Lord and listen to what it is that He has for you. So we've got the P down, pray, pray for clarity. And I started to tiptoe on the next one at the end of the prayer segment. So letter T is trust. Pray, then trust the process, right? So stop, drop, and pray. And then we've just got to really let go and let God. Embracing our own mom tuition does mean sometimes stepping out in faith, even when the path isn't fully clear. If you've been feeling like sometimes this motherhood journey feels like you're kind of going around in a murky fog, that's okay. You know what? Chances are the mom to the left and the right feels that the same way. And I do as well. You know, I'm right now in this season, if you're listening to this episode, I am recording this in the spring of 2024. And we are currently living at home with my parents. We've just celebrated our 9 months back in the States. You know, for me, it's back in the States. For my family, my three children and my husband, it's their first time living in the United States. And there's a lot that isn't fully clear for us. We're not sure, you know, where our income's going to be coming in for the next few months. You know, there's job changes. We're not sure when we're going to move out of my parents' house, which is definitely a big goal of ours. So it's like we really have to just trust, like let go and trust that after we pray for that clarity, that sometimes clarity doesn't come in that one conversation. Sometimes we just have to know that God's on it, God's in control, and trust that the same God who's guiding us will also catch us when we fall, right? Because especially as a mom, you're not ever going to do everything right. And that's totally okay. Okay. So please, if you need a permission slip, I'll write you one right now that you don't need to be perfect. Like, you have an excused absence from being a perfect mom. That's kind of an indefinite thing, but we know some days we need that permission slip a little bit more than others. So truly, when you embrace your mom tuition, it really means that sometimes you just got to step out when you just don't know. You just don't know if this is exactly the right decision in this time. You know, I know that we're also in our home, we have three children, and one is currently 15, 4, and almost 1. And our 15-year-old, there are times where, you know, it's like, man, I wish teenagers came with a handbook, but they don't. And there's times where, you know, we've instituted different type of healthy, godly discipline in her life. And there's a lot of back flack, you know, from teenagers. And sometimes we just got to trust the process with her, right? Trust that we feel God. Again, we've prayed for clarity. We're trusting God leading us in this way. And where we don't immediately see the reflection of, you know, what we're hoping will happen, again, we just have to trust the process and believe that the God who led us to this mom tuition to trust Him in this, that we can also trust Him in the process while we're moving from step A to point A, from point A to point B to point C, even before the journey is over and done and is clear. All right, mamas, you still with me? We are possibly to one of my favorite letters here. And it's actually something that you should give yourself points for because you're already doing that today. And we have P for prayer. We have T for trust the process. And S is seek. Now, of course, we want you to seek God. That's where you went in step one is prayer, right? But seek in this case is going to be seeking godly counsel. So where your mom tuition is absolutely 100% personal, that's something I want to make very clear, is because the Holy Spirit truly will guide you and lead you in ways that other people will not always understand. But even though it's personal, we're not meant to walk this journey alone. There's a reason why God created us as people, right? Not our on our own little clouds, or our own little planet somewhere. He put us here together. The design of family was also God's, right? You know, his holy design. And when you read through scripture, as he talks about his church, not as a building, but as a body of believers, right? That there are many parts to the body. There's someone that's the head, someone that's the arms, someone that's the feet, someone that's the heart, right? And the same type of thing in your motherhood journey. You're not expected to do this all alone. Where you are your children's God-appointed mother, there is no other mother that's been appointed to these children but you. So please hear me in that too, that your position and role as their mother is a godly chosen one. When you look at your kids in those days that you doubt, remember that God chose you to be the mother in their life. And so if God's trusting you, then you can trust you, because God gave you that position and authority in their life. And you are potentially the only mother that they will ever get. And where there may be other wise women in their lives, you are their mama. But what's so important for you to be that woman and to walk in that role that God's given you, you need to surround yourself with good, godly people, especially other women. You know, share your instincts with trusted fellow moms, mentors, or your church community, and let their godly wisdom affirm or guide your intuition, right? It's so beautiful to surround yourself with women of different ages. You know, I currently am attending a Bible study with Bible Study Fellowship. And what's amazing is in most circles at this fellowship, I am probably the youngest by almost 30 years. Now, some of the small group aspect of it, I do have a few other moms in their mid to late 30s raising kids. But then at the same table, we have moms who have been there. They're all women that are our mom's age. But what's great is they're not our moms. So they don't have, you know, that super close connected relationship that a mother and daughter would have. But they're still like our big mama mentors, you know? And it's so great to speak with them and say like, hey, how did you do it? Am I going to survive this? You know, and they also learn a lot from us too. And that's the beautiful part of mentorship and being a mentee, is that sometimes the roles can then get reversed, because these women have also never been grandmothers before. And where we've never been grandmothers, they've also never, you know, helped shepherd and love this generation, which is a lot different from their children's generation. So we can ultimately help each other. And I feel when you surround yourself with other godly wisdom, it's going to help you trust your intuition even more, because one, you will get opportunities to pour into other women. You will get a mom that says, oh my gosh, I needed that. Wow, I needed that so much. You know, that's actually why I started this podcast back, 3 years ago now, 3.5 years ago now, when my sweet baby boy Mason, who's now 4, when he was, you know, just 6 months old, I started a podcast called Moms Matter. And it was simply a podcast where I wanted moms to share their stories, because moms have such amazing intuition that, especially if you are a Jesus loving and believing mama, you have the Holy Spirit in you. And when he breathes inside of you, oh my gosh, the wisdom that can come in you and then out of you if you share it. So that's another reason why I would say, with the S, seek godly counsel, but seek to be godly counsel. Don't be afraid to open your mouth and open your heart. You know, that's exactly why I've created my brand new membership for moms who are desiring to have that connection, that continued growth in the Holy Spirit, especially being guided by their mom tuition, but ultimately being guided by Christ in the Holy Spirit who lives inside of them. You know, I'm really excited about this, because this membership is going to allow women to connect, but also in the season that they're in connect as much as they want. You know, I'll be having weekly devotions sent out to moms that come right to their email and their text so that they get these little pouring out of the spirit and reminders into their heart and soul. And, you know, I don't believe in stopping there because part of your mission and your role as a mom is to then also instill this in your children, right? But it can be so overwhelming when we don't know, well, how do I speak to my children in this way? How can I break these concepts down? You know, how can I remember this while I've got all these other 87 other responsibilities on my heart, on my mind? Well, that's exactly what this membership is going to help you with, is going to guide you through your own devotion, help communicate it to your kids, give you interesting questions to ask your kids, to get them involved in what you're learning about, to ask their own questions and to start their own journey of discovery of the Word of God. And ultimately, the moms that want that extra high touch, say you don't have godly counsel around you, say you don't have, you don't have the women around you that you want support from or you want to give support from, you know, my membership is also going to be having an extra tier for women who want that extra pouring out and pouring in of good godly counsel. It's going to be done through Voxer coaching. I'm so exciting, like a private group where you can just stop, drop, and pray, ask for prayer, but also stop, drop, and pour in to these women and ask them advice and ask for godly counsel all through voice messages. So I know for me, that's been a godsend for me as a mom. So if you're interested in finding out more about my membership, it's debuting in a month from today. And so I would love to get you on the wait list because the spaces, especially for the higher tier, for the Voxer group voice, you know, connection group is going to be very limited. And so I want to build that healthy, sweet space that you can have with these other women, you know, anywhere, anytime, wherever you're at, whenever you need to stop, drop, and pray, stop, drop, and ask, stop, drop, and I need some mama wisdom here. It's going to be available to you. So if you're interested, just feel free to hit me up in a DM on Instagram at Cheyenne Clayman. You can email me at CheyenneClayman@gmail.com, and you can go to the show notes and I've got more information for you there. So again, mamas, don't forget to seek godly counsel. If you need it, I've got it for you in that membership, but wherever you're at, don't forget to seek it and to be it. So we've got PTS. Now we're about to go into the D. All right, mamas. So last but certainly not least, right? So we've made it through our PTS. We've been reminded to start with prayer. Pray for clarity. T, trust the process. S, seek godly counsel. And last but definitely not least, as I said, is D. Where could we be going here, huh? Don't despair, but dive into the Word of God, right? So I would normally say that this is in no particular order, the PTSD. I labeled these words like that so that it would be an easy way for you to remember. But honestly, I would usually put the D, diving into the Word, up with the P. If you pray for clarity and dive into the Word of God first, then you can just sit back and trust the process. And of course, seeking that godly counsel, maybe the number four would be trust the process, because all the other ones are more about something you can do, where I feel like trusting is something that you just need to be. Right? Like it is, of course, it's like a continual mental thing, where maybe the other things are more something physically that you can do, the praying, the reading your word, the seeking godly counsel, where trusting, it takes a lot of physical action, don't get me wrong, but it starts in the heart and the mind, right? And so is diving into the word, because that is going to take first a mental, a spiritual decision to say, I will commit to reading my word. I will commit to going to the wellspring of wisdom, which is the word, which is the Bible, the Word of God, which is the Bible. And remember, mamas, by immersing ourselves in scripture, that is how we can align our hearts with God's will. And our mom tuition becomes a reflection of his truth and love. It's amazing. I only know through my own experience that the more that you immerse yourself in the Word of God, that your own gut instinct, your own mama tuition will naturally just begin to align more with God's heart. You know, there was a prayer I just started praying recently that, like, God, may your thoughts be my thoughts. May my actions align with your actions. And what's beautiful is that the Word of God shows you, yes, God's heart, God's thoughts, His desires, but it also shows His actions, especially through Jesus. When you look at the way that Jesus did things, you know, to back up my PTSD here, even more is, you know, this year through my Bible study, we've been doing an intimate, in-depth study of John. And, you know, in John, he shows how, especially before Jesus, you know, was first taken, or I should say he gave himself up to the Romans to be, you know, ultimately put on trial and then crucified. He knew this was coming, right? Jesus is God and he's all knowing. He knew that this was coming. And yet he stopped before all of this to pray. He knew the hardest part of his life was about to be, you know, in the end of his life is about to be upon him. And yet he still stopped to pray. I'm just thinking all the things that you could do. If you knew that this imminent, awful, just excruciating death was coming, I could so imagine someone like making sure, oh, I got a good last meal, or I went and saw a great, beautiful sunrise again. And yet Jesus knew, I need to pray. I need to get with God. I need to be in the Word. And that's what he did. And so it was easier for him. And when Jesus's words were recorded, when, you know, John or his disciples actually heard his prayers, you know, they would record, like, he so often in his prayers and also in his sermons, he quoted the Word of God. He knew the Bible. Well, back then, right, it was the Torah, the first five books. I mean, he knew Torah, and he knew some of the prophets' prophecy, right? Isaiah and Jeremiah. He knew these books inside and out, and he had that assurance, that confidence, and he knew he could speak out those things over whatever he was going through. And we can do that too. That's another reason why in my membership, every week you'll get a text to your phone sending you scripture, sending you a way for you to position your heart and your mind towards God and into His Word. So here we go, Mama. PTSD. Pray. Don't forget to pray, to trust the process, to seek godly counsel, and dive into the Word. I hope you remember that mom tuition is just one of the many gifts God has bestowed upon us in our calling as mothers. It's woven into the very fabric of our hearts, not just as an instinct, but as a beacon of His own divine wisdom. Let's lean into it, not away from it. Let's celebrate it and own it and use it to nurture our children in love, faith, and grace. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me on another episode here of the Energized Mama podcast. If this one spoke to you, like if it really, really helped you, I would love it if you would tell me in let's go do an Amazon review. You can see where my head's at. Anyways, do an Apple podcast review, please. If you would just let me know, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and scroll down to the middle of the page and put leave a review so that I know how this episode affected you, how it helped you, and ultimately how I can continue to guide and nurture your journey as a mother. And also if you would share this with other moms so that they can be encouraged and that they can feel lifted up in their own motherhood journey as well. I thank you so very much. I'm so excited to keep doing this journey together. Don't forget, if you want to be one of the first to join my membership, please reach out to me at my email or my Instagram, as you can find it below. And I would love to talk to you more about the ins and outs and all the details. And I'm a total open book, Mama. You know, it's my heart to serve you well and to help you grow in your relationship with God and help you own your mom tuition as a mother, especially if your kids are little. I want you to own it now so that you can continue to listen to that still small voice in your heart and listen to the Holy Spirit as He guides you into your mother journey from now and into the future. I love y'all so much. Here's a big virtual hug, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Energized Mama podcast.